What if the solution we've been chasing is actually impossible? For decades, we've pursued work-life balance like it's some achievable destination. Just one more productivity hack, one better boundary, one perfect schedule away. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Mathematical balance between work and life simply cannot exist for busy professionals. The very framework is flawed. Instead of two competing forces, our lives actually consist of seven distinct dimensions, each demanding attention and care. When 76% of American employees report feeling burned out, and one in four Americans describe themselves as super stressed, we're not dealing with individual failures. We're dealing with a fundamentally broken model. This realization emerged from personal crisis, a 20-month period involving divorce, business collapse, and financial ruin that forced a complete reimagining of how we structure our lives. What emerged wasn't another time management system, but a revolutionary approach that transforms overwhelm into sustainable fulfillment across all dimensions of existence. Consider Jerry, a CFO whose hands trembled so badly he turned to drinking. His life had collapsed into just two slices, work and family. Everything else, health, hobbies, emotional well-being, intellectual curiosity, spiritual grounding, had vanished. This is the accumulation problem. Stressors pile up in too few areas until one small event triggers complete breakdown. The standard advice, spend more time with family, less at work, simply shifts stress between slices. The real culprit is our limited 24 hours concentrated into too few life dimensions. When stressed, we abandon healthy coping mechanisms like exercise or meditation for overeating, alcohol, or workaholism. The solution isn't balancing two competing forces, but dispersing stress across seven distinct dimensions, gaining perspective and wholeness instead of existing in a flattened, two-dimensional world. Picture your life as a pie divided into seven slices. The family slice encompasses relationships with your origin family and the one you've created, complex bonds where love raises the stakes. The professional slice is where you work and develop skills, uniquely challenging because you're constantly evaluated. The personal slice represents complete freedom, activities chosen purely for yourself. The physical slice focuses on your body's health, the vehicle carrying you through all other dimensions. The intellectual slice nurtures curiosity and learning, embodying learn it all, not know it all. The emotional slice addresses how you process feelings, developing the emotional intelligence that determines relationship success. The spiritual slice nurtures beliefs and values that provide perspective and connection to something larger. Attending to all seven slices creates a ripple effect. Growing awareness develops deeper purpose. When people feel integrated across these dimensions, they describe feeling whole. This harmony manifests tangibly, smiling more, maintaining brightness despite challenges, staying calm during unexpected problems. The method requires consistency rather than sporadic attention, ultimately changing how you genuinely answer, "How are you doing?" Most people discover 2 to 3 completely empty slices, about 30% of their potential lost to dormancy. This wasn't deliberate. Other obligations gradually displace these areas. The typical defensive reaction? I don't have spare time for that. Yet even small additions to dormant slices yield surprising benefits. Consider Gwen, who transformed her relationships by distinguishing symptoms from underlying problems. When her partner Damon wanted deeper commitment, she acknowledged his feelings while clearly explaining she couldn't meet his expectations. She offered him the choice to continue or move on, recognizing his dissatisfaction was his to solve, not hers. Jane, a Manhattan investment banker, rebalanced her slices from 80% professional, 10% family, and 2% for all others. She began with 30-40-minute walks home from work, refusing business calls. After 3 weeks, Jane felt lighter, with deeper breathing and reduced stress, despite increasing work pressures. Jack, a medical device salesman, embodied the consequences of neglecting his personal slice. After a difficult transition to sales leadership strained both work and marriage, his natural worry intensified into anxiety and depression. His breakthrough came when he realized he'd lost his sense of self by being a lifelong pleaser. Reclaiming his personal slice meant rediscovering what he wanted, not what others expected. Kathleen faced recurring breast cancer, requiring chemotherapy. Rather than surrendering her physical slice during treatment, she invested more in it. Working with her medical team, she developed a modest walking program, just 15 minutes twice weekly. Though initially making little physical difference, these walks gave her hope for survival. After treatment, she hired a personal trainer for consistent twice-weekly workouts. This commitment helped transform her natural pessimism into a more positive outlook, demonstrating how one slice can heal itself through intentional attention. Dan, a brilliant but socially awkward manufacturing CEO, struggled after selling controlling shares to a private equity firm. Through targeted emotional intelligence training and deliberately seeking input from team members, Dan began connecting better with others. This success in his professional slice triggered an unexpected awakening in his emotional slice, eventually leading to major life changes that brought greater happiness. Michael, a 38-year-old investment banker, struggled professionally despite intelligence and diligence. Assessment revealed he spent 100% of his time in just four slices, completely neglecting his intellectual, emotional, and spiritual dimensions. To restore harmony, he joined a local church with his wife, began reading faith-focused books, and reconnected with old friends. These changes improved his emotional well-being and renewed his confidence at work. Building harmony requires three phases: assessment, reflection, and action. Start by inventorying your time across all slices. Most people discover their time concentrates in just three or four slices, while others remain dormant. The key principle is addition, not subtraction. Rather than stealing time from essential slices like work or family, fill empty spaces with activities from dormant dimensions. Even 15 minutes of reading before bed can simultaneously activate intellectual and personal slices. These micro commitments typically become habitual after 3 weeks. The framework itself becomes a decision-making tool. If a request aligns with a neglected slice, it may be worth accepting. Quality and intention matter more than quantity. Even brief engagement with dormant slices provides a lifeline of hope during overwhelming periods. Recognition emerges as a crucial but overlooked emotional need. A Boston Consulting Group study of over 200,000 people revealed that appreciation for work was the number one factor in employee happiness, far above salary, which ranked eighth. Recognizing your own needs across seven dimensions validates your full humanity, rather than reducing yourself to worker and family member alone. Like a conductor, you direct your seven life dimensions, choosing their pace and volume. True peace comes from engaging all seven slices, not chasing work-life balance. Balance isn't possible due to time constraints, but harmony is. When you invest in previously neglected slices, life transforms from something to endure into a journey. This shift happens immediately. Self-care through learning, soothing, or building strength creates positive feelings that radiate outward. The transformation isn't about perfection or equal distribution. It's about wholeness. When you attend to all seven dimensions, stress disperses instead of concentrating. Professional challenges feel manageable when your spiritual slice provides perspective, your physical slice provides energy, and your personal slice provides renewal. Stop chasing balance. Start building harmony across your life's full architecture. Your seven slices don't need equal time, just your attention, intention, and care.